The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
Welcome, everybody. Another week of Need to Know is on the air. Kip Kiefer with you with everything you need to know. And we're delighted this week to welcome in a special guest who was scheduled to be with us last week, but we had some malfunctions, just like I'm having some problems today here at the Kip Kiefer International Broadcast Headquarters. But hopefully things will stay stable and we can visit with Terry Evans today. Terry is a longtime friend of mine all the way back to high school. My usual partner on different programs and including here on Need to Know. Yeah, that's okay. You there, Terry?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. We're off and running. My usual partner in crime, Terry Quillian, and I know it's confusing. I've even the guy who cuts our grass is named Terry, so I'm just inundated with Terry's on the scene. But this is Terry Evans, and she was supposed to be on with us last week. She had some system issues, and we're so glad to be able to get back into the discussion this week. I did have two of her cohorts on that she had referred me to last week, J.R. Williamson and Brian Parker, who were fantastic in describing what's happening in Hall County, Georgia, which is near Lake Lanier, north of Atlanta. Terry, give everybody a little bit of background how you got involved. This is a political organization and just a group of people that are concerned about their community and their ideology and the path of this country. So I really wanted to have you on because I want to tell the story from the eyes of somebody who's just now getting involved in kind of one of these active movements to, I don't want to be overly dramatic, but to basically save our country and get us back on track as a republic and what our country was intended to be. So tell us how you got involved and just some of kind of your overall experiences in being active in something like this for the first time.
Okay. Well, first of all, as I think you're aware, I have very strong political opinions and convictions.
Yes.
As far as the Constitution first train of thought. And I've tried different times to get onto Facebook groups or other groups next door, or whatever, and just never seemed to find a fit. And then all of a sudden I found this group called All Eyes on Government on our next door app. And I got involved with them, and then they started talking about how they have this lunch meeting every week. So I inquired about that, and then I started going to the lunch meetings. And from there, I got involved with the Hall County GOP, and I joined that. And then the Georgians for Constitutional Government is another group, and they kind of are actually the ones that now are involved in the luncheons as well. And then we have a couple of other groups, I think, that JR and Brian probably spoke about, which include the MAGA group, which is MA-GA. And they are on a number of social media outlets. And they have done such a good job getting our grassroots movement going that they are now helping other states get involved. And people can go to the website and tell what they want to do. And then our guys will offer up opinions and suggestions about how they can get started in their own county.
And that's so remarkable because it's something I've been talking about on this show for a long time that,
right.
That, representative republic and what we enjoy, the conception and the structure of our ability to have a functioning government of the people, by the people, for the people is so vital. But it's not something that you can't ever take for granted. It takes work. It takes commitment. It's a strong commit. I just used the word commitment before, but that's what it is. It's a strong commitment to be a participant, not just an onlooker, because this doesn't work if the citizenry doesn't take responsibility for doing their part to make sure that our government is functional and healthy and is what it is intended to be. Terry, how do you respond? You know, we watch the news and we hear the people that actually try and sell the fact that our support of our Constitution and our founding fathers and the brilliance and the audacity really of this experiment we call America, they seem now to have be trying to paint this picture that we're some kind of radical movement. I find that to be absolutely absurd in light of the fact that the ideology that's working against our republic and all the things that we hold dear, they're the ones who are projecting their own kind of discontent and desire to go a different direction. How do you respond to the fact that there are people that are being told every day that individuals like you and myself and all the people you're involved with now, that we're some kind of radical, hate filled movement. It's just such a strange way we are cast, and you have to just kind of put that aside and do what you believe, and that's the most important thing in the final analysis.
It really is, Kip. The problem is that, you know, they've labeled us as conspiracy theorists,
white supremacists.
Yeah, and it's crazy because all we're trying to do is live by what the Constitution tells us is our basic human right. And they're trying to take all of those away. And so many people don't even realize that that's what's happening. But, you know, even Congress, for example, we were talking about this yesterday or today. You know, Congress has the slush fund to protect their people, like in government, you know, the senators, the representatives, the president, whoever gets in trouble with like having an affair. And then they take our taxpayer money and pay hush money, basically, from that slush fund. And we're the ones being held responsible for it because it's our tax dollars.
Yes.
But then also, we're doing things that we're like in Hall County, we are the only group of people who put forth a plan to the Board of Elections and requested the ability with a very specific plan that was approved, like from point A to point B to point C. Everything has to roll in a very structured manner with the people that were vetted and all that kind of stuff to audit our votes that for the primary that just took place. And it was amazing to me to be part of that process. And I loved it because we physically hand counted every vote that came in and we got it all done within a day from all over Howell County. And I was seeing stacks like this for Trump, while there were only 2 and 3 and 4 votes for everybody else. And it was just amazing to see that. And it's going to be really devastating if they come back and say, oh, well, Trump lost, because we know he didn't.
Yeah. What you're hitting on is so vital to the discussion, because you've had a situation in this country, and that's why people have to. And again, it's not changing anything. It's not pushing back. It's just to establish the patterns of what the system and how it has to work. And it has to be free and fair elections. The whole COVID situation in 2020 was conveniently timed. And it was a situation where, by making such emphasis, and certainly it was a serious situation, but you have and I have my doubts on how the timing worked, where all of a sudden all these emergency procedures had to be put in, and there was just no accountability, no real structure in verifying results or checks and balances. I mean, people theoretically last time, with everything so out of control and so many new procedures in, people theoretically could have voted could have voted 10, 15 times. And there was no verification process. I think of all people, the one of the most tyrannical leaders in the history of the world, Joseph Stalin, once famously declared, "It really doesn't matter in an election who casts the votes. It's who counts the votes." And that, that's something to really think about, because if you don't have a secure system, and when you have states like Georgia, which I know has really kind of lit the fire for a lot of you, where Georgia returns were stopped suddenly on election night, the counting process supposedly, and all of a sudden over the next 72 hours, all these votes start, oh, we've got more votes that have come in from so-and-so, and oh, look at that, we found a box of votes right over here in the corner that we didn't see before. But all that's fine and good. I guess there can be an explanation of mistakes made, but there's no explanation that in Georgia and in Pennsylvania and in Michigan and Wisconsin, with votes just suddenly stopped in all those places, that all of a sudden, all of the votes that they found or kept pouring in were virtually 100% for Joe Biden. And they turned the tide of the election. He won razor thin margins. So grassroots situations like the one that you're involved in now are absolutely critical just for election integrity, because without it, then the election is just a, is just the same kind of process that Stalin talked about and all these banana republics. It doesn't matter who votes. It's who determines the outcomes.
Exactly. Because why should they even hold an election for the people to vote if the people are going to be ignored?
Yeah.
It's our election.
It's just a farce. It's why Vladimir Putin in Russia gets elected time after time after time. They allegedly have elections in China, which we know is a joke, and all these all these third world countries that the exercise of voting is like, okay, we let people vote, but now we're going to decide who's going to maintain power. Tell us, Terry.
That's a lot of what the Democrats are trying to do, because they're trying to establish a communistic country, and it's scary.
Yeah, I like to refer to it as a cultural Marxist movement where, big government, and I've been preaching this for a long time, that it's, people have been conditioned in our country for so many years that it's Republican versus Democrat. This is a complete ideological situation now. Absolutely. Because there's just as many corrupt Republicans that have managed to get into office that if you keep stuffing their pockets with checks, they'll believe in anything. I heard a really good slogan about a year ago that every Democrat in Washington is 100% big government bona fide Democrat. And about half of the Republicans that are supposedly carrying that designation, as long as the government stays in a thriving situation as the greatest growth industry in the country, as long as the money rolls in, these people identify themselves Republican, but they're really big government Washington bureaucrats that that really don't believe in anything except for their own personal income potential.
Absolutely. And, we've got so many rhinos now in our party that it's almost like you don't know who to trust. You don't know who to believe. And what really bothers me is the way that they've turned everything around, like during the COVID period when they had all the riots and the violence committed by all these people. And they say anybody who's for Trump is for violence. And it's like that there it couldn't be further from the truth. We believe in God. We believe in country. We believe in Trump. Don't hate us for that.
And here's the main thing, Terry, because I know, from our, both of our respective backgrounds and keeping up with you, and we've never sat down and had a political discussion in our lives, collectively between you and myself. But I know you'll agree with this, but I want you to react to this next statement. We are not anti anyone. Right. This is not a movement about, you're wrong, we're right. It as I said earlier, it's almost as if the people with a different mindset that are trying to transform and fundamentally change the system that we have here, they have to characterize us as some kind of anti-humanity and anti-fellow American villains. And the truth of the matter is that everybody who wants to live in a free society with their own individual liberty, which a lot of the world has regarded since its formation as an audacious experiment, that there are those who know better than us, this elitism that we're currently living in. But I think it's very important, once again, that we're not anti anybody. We want everybody. Our tent is massive. We want everybody involved. And I'm sure you've made the observation like I have. It's really heartening for me to notice that a lot of these, they've made a real point of trying to put us all in these individualized buckets to identify all these rivalries supposedly against all different kinds of Americans. But I'm starting to sense that a lot of people are finally seeing through that and say, wait a minute, these people don't have my best interest in mind. And you see like the Trump situation last week at the bodega in New York, where just this impromptu Trump pep rally broke out in the yeah. middle of Harlem of all places. I think our solidarity with all kinds of Americans, and at the bottom, at the end of the day, and I'm rambling here, but at the end of the day, I think the pro-America movement is finally taking shape, and people are realizing what is going on here, that this is an attempt to really transform our country and make it something that was never intended to be.
I agree with you, Kip. And one thing I'd like to clarify, too, is this border situation, because I have been told numerous times that I have no heart, I have no empathy if I'm against people being able to come in illegally. And it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with our laws. We have a legal process for people to come into our country, just like every other country has, and they are abusing it. And Biden is breaking the law, just like his entire administration is, in allowing those people to break the law and just bring them right in. I mean, we had something like 20,000 Chinese come across our border illegally so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
20,000.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they planning to do when they get here?
And these people don't have freedom of movement. They don't just decide, hey, I'm going to America.
Exactly.
There's something very sinister happening here where, and if you're not concerned, and how about this, Terry? Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, has testified four times now in the last 6 weeks in front of Congress that every American better be on standby, because we got so many people in our country, and we know that a lot of these people are bona fide from terrorist organizations or from suspect governments that are not our friends. He's warning against major domestic terrorism and different things that we all need to be aware of. But the irony of that is this is the leading law enforcement official in this administration. And, you know, it's fine and good to give everybody warnings, but this should never have come to this to start with if all of them were fulfilling their constitutional obligation. And the most important role of a central government is to secure the integrity of your territory and your border. And they are just ignoring that. You can't pick and choose what part of the Constitution you're going to enforce, just like
exactly.
you can't pick and choose, you know, places in the Bible of what you're going to believe in. Well, yeah, this sounds pretty good, but I don't believe in this.
Exactly.
It's not a pick and choose kind of enterprise in government, religion, or personal freedom.
Exactly. A sin is a sin is a sin. It doesn't matter what the sin is. It's a sin. And likewise, an illegal person coming into our country is illegal. But they want us to call them newcomers.
Yeah, newcomers. Yeah, that's nice. Maybe we should have a nice reception for them as they arrive.
Yeah.
In the processing ceremony.
And Terry, they're giving them our money.
Well, you got that right. But you know, what's really kind of interesting is right now in a lot of major cities that you know, build themselves a sanctuary. A lot of the citizens that have been longtime residents and Democrat voters in these cities for many, many generations, they're starting to say, wait a minute, year after year, election after election, we get all these promises. And then as soon as the election's over, they totally ignore us. But now being ignored is the least of their problems. Now, so many dollars of services and different programs to support people that are in need they're going to the back of the line because all of these illegals who are coming into the country are receiving all the attention. And I think it's finally lit a fire under a lot of people that are realizing that, you know, the only time that lower income people and inner city people are important is at election time. And after that,
right,
they're totally disregarded. And I think they're finally fed up by that.
Well, and I think that's true. And for example, California just reached out to its people to say,
yes,
oh, we need you to help support all of these people. My God, why?
Yeah, they're already paying the highest tax rate in the country, and now they want people to kick in extra money just in the name of charitable donations. I mean, exactly. It's just insanity.
And they'll probably make it a tax write off eventually.
It's crazy. Let's get back to the base identity where you're talking to a lot of different people as an American and with your experience. What would you say to people about that kind of want to be involved but are a little bit inhibited to speak their mind and participate? Relate your experience so far with this group that you're with and tell us about these weekly luncheons and what kind of things you all discuss and what kind of people that you welcome. I know you have different speakers and presenters. Just kind of give an overview of your, you know, month or 6 weeks or however long you've been involved and speak to people that would kind of like to get involved, but don't really quite know what to do.
Well, the first thing is you've got to have the confidence and courage to join a group where you know no one. And once you get past that and just kind of jump in with both feet, it's really exciting. And the thing about the presenters the guest speakers we've been having, because of this year being an election year, we have had all candidates that have been vetted by the Hall County GOP. And we realize, you know, who is rhinos and who isn't. And we don't have rhinos come speak to us. But we're having this, I think it's this Saturday, it's going to be in the Civic Center in Gainesville, where they have all the speakers together. They've been having them one or two at a time in our luncheons, but now they're having this big conglomerate of all of the speakers that people will be able to hear in one shot, in one day. And they are able to tell what their platform is, what they want to do in office, how they want to go about it, and let people really decide for themselves who they want in office.
Which is
the key. And I think that's very important.
Absolutely. And it, you know, again, we're not a bunch of, you know, sheep that need to be divided up into groups and played against each other. Everybody just needs to have an open mind and follow their instincts of what's logical and makes sense to them.
Exactly.
And I really feel momentum building for this and God, I hope I'm right. Because, if things keep on the path that they're on, where all of so many of the things that make us a successful venture in terms of what our system is, if all of those things keep suffering these setbacks where the power base of the people that, once again, that want to transform this country becomes unassailable, the longer this goes on, the more emboldened they are. And, you know, our country basically, and I'm not an alarmist by, and certainly not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just a common sense thinker who has been observing with great concern over the last few years that the government, this big central organized government is becoming such a massive force on its own right that the needs and the requirements of a successful representative Republican are secondary, that the Americans' needs don't really matter anymore. It's really just this elitist kind of ruling class, and that is absolutely not the conception of what America is.
Exactly. And, you know, it's really getting to the point where it's not only a problem, it's a detriment to society.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And so, we're all going to pay for it.
Yeah, well, we are paying for it every day. Exactly. Every time a big chunk of our check is taken out and every day, maybe we're at a point of life where it's a concern of ours, but the people that are going to deal with it are the next generation. And yes. I've recently, had my first grandson, and I shudder to think what kind of country he's going to inherit if we don't get actively involved and really send the message that, again, this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. Everybody has to recognize their ownership in that statement. That's not just a concept. That is exactly the foundation of what we have. And if we just stick our head in the sand and say, oh, this is all Republican Democrat business as usual, this is a lot more serious than that. This is worldwide forces. The Chinese Communist Party is a huge influencer and they
own way too much of our land.
That's for sure. Oh. Well, it's an ongoing process that if we don't check this movement and this world power trying to assert its dominance and even kick out the American currency being the world standard, all of that stuff is being targeted right now. And not only that, you've got old Europe. Every time the group that gathers annually in Davos, Switzerland, all of these are these European elitists that always have been appalled of what America represents. And you've got a lot of forces. This is not just business as usual. America stands in the way of what's been called since the 1970s, the New World Order, this global kumbaya, where our whole reason for being is to be a good global citizen. And that's all fine in concept, but that is not the country and the foundation we have. Because America is the most generous entity in the history of the world. So it was all working very well, but now these people are emboldened by a lot of the movements that they have been pushing. And this is a lot more in depth now. You mentioned rhinos, because once again, these are proponents for big government, big standard kind of massive government, but it's our children and our grandchildren. Yeah, they're gonna pay for this, as we now are at $35 trillion in deficit. These guys are spending money like drunken sailors in Washington, of money we don't even have.
Exactly. And it's getting to the point where that debt will never be paid, and we will never be able to truly have a balanced budget again.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's got to stop now. I applaud you so much for your activism, and activism is not a dirty word when it's all this absurd different movements that we're seeing, these college eruptions on the Ivy League schools. Declaring themselves members of a terrorist organization. These are American, supposedly elite, family people that really have no clue about the realities of the world. But if Americans like their individual liberties and don't want to be told what they can drive and what they can eat and where they can go and where they can travel and who they can support and vote for, all is lost. And, Terry, I applaud you and your guys' organization in Hall County, because that's what needs to spread all across the country. And again, Absolutely. it's not a movement against anyone. It's a movement to support the founding fathers and the founding principles that our country is built on. And it's very important. You mentioned earlier, and I think it's one of the best things that came out of my discussion with Brian and JR last week, that the movement that you all have started in Hall County, Georgia, you're trying to extend to other areas of the country, trying to get people involved and give them the tools to say, here's how you get started, because that's what it's going to take to save the day.
Yeah, I mean, our guys are willing and ready to share how to do this. People just need to ask, and we're happy to help, because it is important. And the other thing that's really important, Kip, that I want to mention is our kids' education. We need to get the truth back into the education system about our country, its laws, the societal stuff, the sociological stuff. I mean, they're not even learning the basics about how our government functions, no, much less what true history is. They're being told selective issues, and whoever is in charge is just running with it and making it up as they go, basically. So when our kids get to college and they are being inundated by these left-wing professors or whatever you want to call them, they're totally brainwashed.
Yeah, because they have no base of knowledge, because now government and civics are not even taught in the schools. And, you know, Terry, you grew up in the same time period as me and in the same circumstances. I can remember, and I hear you respond to this. I can remember as a small child, even in the elementary school in sixth and seventh grade, of, you know, at times I can clearly remember walking back and forth to school. And for me, it wasn't a very long walk. It was across the street. Yeah. But so I didn't have a lot of time to contemplate things. But I remember thinking to myself at that time, and it's been a part of me for all these years, of how appreciative I used to say, thank God I live in America. I can't imagine being in a country that the press is controlled by the government and no one is free to express their ideas and live their dreams. They're living in these totalitarian, you will do as you're told, and you will think how we tell you to think. I can remember as 12, 13 years old saying, thank God I live in America. And I just think it's such a sad injustice that our kids today don't have that kind of upbringing. It's like unfashionable or something to love your country and love the opportunity that you have and where you are blessed by God and by our founding fathers and people that had the courage to forge a different direction. Do you remember having similar thoughts? Because in our era, that was kind of a prevailing thing where we were so appreciative to be Americans.
Yeah. And being raised also for me, being raised in the church and in school, you know, I learned from both sources, you know, and like, I remember back when we took Georgia history, I think it was Mr. Trotter, you know, I'm not sure they even teach Georgia history anymore.
I'm sure they don't. You know, I was not the most dedicated student. I regret that.
Me either.
My high school years, it was more the challenge was not so much to learn material, but just to kind of figure out how to beat the system. But I always have had a fascination in American history. And again, I always call it what Lincoln called it, the audacious experiment. And it is truly the best form for individual liberty and all the different things that we're blessed with. And it is in danger, folks, if you don't do like Terry does and the people that she's involved with now, of taking those steps to protect this, because you know, I don't want to be cliche, but freedom isn't free. It's a work in progress, and you can't ever take it for granted or you're going to lose it.
Absolutely. And people like my boyfriend Gary, I mean, you know, he fought for this in Vietnam. And all these lives that have been lost in all the wars and everything, it can't be for nothing that they protected our country.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned Gary, because we're working right now producing our show, and the proprietor of TKR, the Tony Curry Radio Network here in Birmingham. I think it's really cool that Gary McKee, who defined life in our younger years when he was a young man's too. He was really kind of the voice of Atlanta when it went through the tremendous movement where it just boomed all of a sudden. It became a source of people coming from all over the country. And even the area we grew up in was just such a giant melting pot of people from everywhere. And Gary was really kind of the voice in those years of that. And now I'm privileged to work with Tony Curry, which he was a little bit later equivalent to Gary here in Birmingham. Tony was, and still is, if you go up and ask anybody on the street, classic rock or even sports radio, Tony Curry was an institution in Birmingham like Gary was in Atlanta. So one of the things I want to do in a very near future podcast, I would love to have both those guys on at the same time and let them just exchange notes, because Gary and Tony are the kind of equivalent individuals who are icons and people that all these years later, you know, I mentioned to a couple people, I mean, nobody's forgotten about Gary. He was that iconic person on the scene in Atlanta, just as Tony was here. So I am really anxious to get those guys on the air at the same time and have them compare notes, because I think it would make for a really interesting program.
Well, Gary's here with me now, and he and Tony talked a little bit before we
did
our podcast, but he's here again with me now, and you can say hello to him, and you guys can talk separately once we get off the air.
Yeah, well, I'd like to put together a whole show and just have Gary and Tony on to kind of tell their stories, because Gary has a lot of hilarious situations, and both these guys were the ultimate entertainers, and really, you know, guys that had tremendous influences on their respective communities. So I'm really looking forward to putting that together. But I want to tell you how proud I am as my friend and longtime associate for what you're doing to get involved in the process. And I hope people will be inspired by the fact that, you know, it'd be easy for you not just to kind of kick back and hope for the best, but this doesn't work if hoping for the best is not the formula that needs to be employed.
That doesn't work anymore.
Isn't that the truth? We got to all put our shoulder to the wheel and save the day here. It's kind of like we're all going to have to become de facto Dudley Do-Rights and ride to the rescue, because the damsel's in distress, and the damsel right now is our country. Terry, I can't thank you enough for all you're doing, and give one more rallying cry to all those that are thinking about doing this and telling what they can do to get involved.
Well, you know, basically you can do as much as you want. You can get as involved as you want, or you can do as little as your time allows, but just get involved. That's the most important thing. Just get involved.
It sounds great. Well, I appreciate you being on, and I'm glad to hear Gary's voice, and I'm going to get back with you guys and see as soon as we can schedule. I really have been thinking about this for the last couple of weeks, that I want to get Gary and Tony on at the same time.
I'm all in, brother. I'm all in. Listen, I'm sitting here. I'm all in. So whenever whenever you guys wanted to go, I'm chomping at the bit. I always love talking about radio, and that'd be awesome.
Okay, and Gary does too.
Yeah, that's great. I think you guys have a lot in common, because arguably you're the two most significant broadcasters in these respective markets. So I think it'd be a fascinating show. So I want to thank you, Terry, you, Gary, and Tony, everybody. I feel like I've got a front row seat to something pretty spectacular here. And God bless America. And everybody needs to remember that this is a living, breathing organism. And if you ignore it, it's not going to be here anymore. We're going to be told what to do, what to think, what we can drive, where we can go. And this is not the future I want for my children and grandchildren. And I think everybody once again needs to rally to the cause. And Terry, I know you don't think of yourself as heroic, but I think the more Americans that step up and do what you're doing, the better. And I applaud you and appreciate your time today here on Need to Know.
Well, thank you, Kip. And also I want to thank Tony, both of you, for your willingness to put us on air and talk about this, because that's the only way that we're going to get the involvement that we need to get these issues resolved. Because I'm, for one, and not very good at being told what to do if it's not, you know, a mother or a father. And even then, at my age, I'm not much interested in that if they were still here. But I just don't do well being told what to do when it's not by my choice. And I know I'm not going to bode well in that.
And that's the privilege of being an American.
It is.
And that's something that I want all generations and all varieties of people in our country to be willing to fight for, because it's worth fighting for that. And really appreciate.
And they need to think about that.
That's for sure, because it's become unfashionable to even be patriotic. And that's just a crying shame that maybe we're starting to see a little bit of a reversal.
Yes, I agree. And it just takes getting involved.
It does. And you have done that. And we appreciate that. And being with you today, sorry for the technical difficulties we had here, but
no problem. I had my own last week, so I completely understand.
We're still at the mercy of the great communication system. But anyway, Terry, thank you so much for being on, and look forward to getting Gary and Tony together on our show here on Need to Know, or on Kiefer and Curry, a show Tony and I do together. And we also have a television vehicle every week here in Birmingham, The Starting Lineup, which is on 10:30 Saturday mornings. This time of year, we're usually football oriented, but this time of year, we're doing a lot of different programming. Tony, with his association with so many people in classic rock, we've had Damon Johnson from Lynyrd Skynyrd on recently. Tony has programming involving ZZ Top. We're scheduled to have Pat Benatar in a week or two, and I can't wait for that. So we got a lot going on, so we would certainly like to hear more from you all. And I can't wait to get Tony and Gary together. I think it'd be a fascinating show.
Okay, that sounds great. And my group and I would love to come back and update you as we get closer to the election.
Yeah, let's do that.
One thing we didn't talk about today, but we're also getting a group together for the Georgia du jour assembly, which is a very, very interesting situation.
That sounds great. Well, I want to hear some more details. So let's make this a regular deal. Thank you again so much, Terry, and thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Need to Know. We will be back with you next week.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.